Alhamdulillah, almost every Monday and Thursday we have a program in this masjid. It's not a long program, it's about 40 minutes plus minus 40 minutes. And this is so that we continue learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make tawbah and istighfar. Those gatherings are of tawbah, istighfar. So inshallah, I'll make a humble appeal to especially our youth. Make some time at least. You can't come for both the programs, come for at least one. Inshallah, we will find some benefit in it, inshallah. These are the things that keeps us alive, spiritually alive. Without all these programs, you know what the challenges are. In university, in colleges, in school, with friends, cell phone. So we just get caught up. At least we spend some time in connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make tawbah, istighfar, we reflect, we ponder. And there's so many youngsters who do come, alhamdulillah. And we always meet after the program. They always express some type of joy that they do experience. It's not our sitting and our having a program or conducting a program. It is Allah ta'ala gives tawfiq and Allah guides who He wishes. And when He wishes and how He wishes. But we have to make a little bit of effort, inshallah. It's not difficult to sit for some program. We give from Quran, Hadith, from our wa'az and nasihat, from mashayikh, from the Ahlullah, from their teachings. We read sometimes from some kitab. And all these things that we are reading, Allah Ta'ala brings some noor on our heart. They bring some noor. And then you will see the change in your life. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. And we must never ever have that holier-than-thou attitude in our lives. We mustn't feel the other person, or they are nothing, and we come for programs, and we are very pious. We are nothing. Who Allah accepts, what Allah accepts, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of. But we have to make some effort. We have to make some effort. Even the Shab Guzari takes place on Friday, Masjid Hilal, try and attend that program as well. Wherever there's some good dini program taking place, otherwise we will feel, when we're stuck, we don't have any contact with any person, then we'll just start googling and searching, and I promise you, will get totally lost. And there's danger also in some instances of your iman, because you don't know who's running those sites and what the purpose is. Sometimes, of course, there are many good sites, Islamic sites, many valuable information there. But to sift the right information, you can't just go to a pharmacy and just pick the medication you wish just by looking at some leaflet. We don't even understand the ingredients of the medication. Just because the box looks very nice, colorful, or they got some advertisement there, we'll be taking the wrong tablets. What lady is supposed to be taking, we might take that thing. Then we'll have a problem. So for Allah, same thing, deen. It's not that we're claiming that we are special and we have some authority. Nothing. People keep on shouting, giving bad images to ulama, etc. Yes, we all are sinners. We all make mistakes. We all have got faults. Nobody is saying we don't make any mistakes. In fact, it's so difficult for us. One slip we make, so many people will slip behind us. That is why it's a very fine line we're walking on. But if a person tries to be sincere, we're not sincere, we're trying, then inshallah Allah will definitely help us. Why must Allah Ta'ala make everybody go astray? Why? Never. Allah wants more and more people to come towards His path. He doesn't want to see people going towards Shaitan's path. So go to the right people, inshallah. Don't expect, if you've got some problem now, the whole problem gets solved. It doesn't happen then. Karamats will take place, don't worry. You make your own karamats. We have a tendency of seeing somebody doing some karamat, he's a buzruk, there must be something in him. No, nothing. Karamat is when you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with steadfastness. If you are steadfast on deen, you are punctual with your salat, you have akhlaq, you try to develop a good akhlaq, you're kind to people, you're helpful, all those things. Not just doing some supernatural things that makes you a pious person. Never. We are so weak, but when we sit by mashayikh, the true, genuine buzurghane deen and mashayikh, just sit by them a little while, and we feel spiritually charged already. Sometimes they don't say a single word. Nothing. You see so many times some buzrus come, some mashayikh come. People are following them. Not that they are asking people to follow them. People just want to be with them. People actually cry when they leave. They would want to give their lives for these people. Why? Because those people have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you become Allah's, then Allah makes people love you. Allah ta'ala puts your love into the hearts of people. You don't even know the next person. And sometimes he's sitting there and he wants to express his love to you. And this love is solely for the pleasure of Allah. Not for any dunya gains, not for any other motive. Now all these things happens when we clean our heart, we polish our heart. And cleaning, cleansing and polishing the heart is like how we have to wash our cars. Nobody washes his car once a year. If we keep on washing our cars, we keep on cleaning our homes, sweeping our homes, our rooms. We have to keep on servicing our cars, whatever machinery we have, especially those who have factories. We have to service our cars, service our appliance. Like that, we're going to service our hearts all the time. And the oil that we are servicing our heart with is the oil that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will we lose if we become Allah's lover? What will you lose? Nothing to lose, only to gain. Only to gain. I cannot help but again mention, we can't talk about some other buzruk, then I have to explain his whole biography and who he was and who his sheikh was and what he did. We just give the example of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatul Ali in this masjid. We all knew him. Everybody had a contact with him. Young, old, every person. What was he? What were his teachings? The same thing. Connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah, istighfar. Cleanse and polish our hearts. Rid our hearts of all the filth that has accumulated. The dust keeps on coming. It's not that we just wash our car once and for the next 10 years we don't have to wash our car. Dust will still come. So just like that, we are human beings. We are living in a jungle of sins. But we got to come out of this jungle through the mercy of Allah. And believing we will come out without getting affected, inshallah. When? Illa ma rahima rabbi. When Allah's rahmat is with us, inshallah. I don't know, again, just today picked up another kitab, and this also talks about the tears of the salihin. The tears of the salihin, how they used to cry. I'm not going to mention the whole, this kitab is in Urdu as well. But basically, it's talking about crying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an incident here where Rasulullah s.a.w. heard a youngster crying. He was reciting a verse of the Quran. فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. All about Qiyamah, how the sky will split asunder. So this youngster, he was, Rasulullah went past him, going past, and he was reciting the Quran, and then he became overwhelmed. He was gripped with such fear that he was sobbing profusely. And he was making dua to Allah, Allah, what will be my condition when the stars will scatter, when the skies will split, mountains will be moved from their places, like carded wool, and the scene of Qiyamah, which is depicted in the Quran, various surahs. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, Huzur sallam ne irshad farmaya, ki tumhari is rone ki wajah se farishte bhi rone lage. Your crying has made the angels cry. Now this is it. We don't realize, there are so many youngsters, I've seen, mashallah, before this program commence, again in between the break, so many youngsters reading Quran or tahajjud and crying, making dua. What a pleasant sight, what a pleasant sight. And how happy Allah was becoming, how happy. All the masajids, there's some program taking place. People are in i'tikaf. Besides people making sunnah i'tikaf, so many making nafil i'tikaf. So many are turning to Allah. So many have realized that there's no other way out but to become Allah's friend. And let us do it. Let us become Allah's friend. Let us become the friend of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us become true mu'mineen, true believers. Leave everything aside now. And this is the enjoyment we will get in life. Oh, mashayikh keep on talking and they should see that, you know, the enjoyment they get in their life. And you think, what enjoyment they're talking about? They're missing out on all the sport activities. What do they know about Manchester and Liverpool? What do they know about this cricket and that score and this? Nothing. They're missing out. This movie and that, they don't know anything. They're missing out. What do they know? Role deal is making zikr and all. No, I promise you what they are getting. We don't even have a glimpse, an idea of what enjoyment they are getting. And if you only know what they're getting, we will leave everything else of the dunya. Everything. And we will just want to aspire, we want to aspire to be like them. So look at this. This youngster is reading, and Rasulullah said that you have made the angels cry. Ek Ansari naujawan tahajjud par raha tha, aur ro raha tha. Like this, another youngster, Ansari, and he was crying, reading tahajjud and crying. Not talking about old people. Naujawan in Urdu means young boy, youngster. Bahut roya. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, tumne aaj farishton ko rula diya. You made the angels cry. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu anhu ro rahe the. Unki biwi bhi unki wajah se, unki halat dekhkar rone lagi. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu anhu is crying one night, crying. His wife gets up, she looks at her husband crying, she begins to cry. Aapne pucha, tu kyun roti hai? Suddenly he asks his wife, why are you crying for? Arz kiya, jis wajah se aap rote hain. I'm looking at you crying. So I also started crying. Ladies cry very quickly. Really. Go to any mayyat. Somebody passed away. An old man passed away. Okay, the lady must be of that house. It must be a father, uncle. No problem. She'll cry. We can understand. But somebody comes to visit some London or America or China, somebody else, some neighbor. And they also come for that mayyat's house. Those aunties all start crying. They don't even know their uncle. But they all cry. Their hearts are very soft. We are hard. If some lady is crying on the street, the other lady goes, without even asking her what happened, she also starts crying. Within a few minutes, a bunch of ladies, they all crying. You all don't know, but after ladies' program, of course, you all can't attend the ladies' programs. But after ladies' program, when they come out, you'll find only tissues around. Only tissues. The first time I happened to go after the program, of course. I'm seeing tissues lying around. Now, what happened here? Children are playing or what? They said, no, the ladies cry. So they cry very quickly. Their hearts are soft. Really. If they were coming for the program directly every day, masjid and all, they would be flying in the asman then. Their hearts are very soft. Very, very soft. Allah has made them like that. We are hard. That's why we have to make heavy zikr. Ladies don't make zikr like men. Really. They're not supposed to make zikr loudly like how men make. Their hearts are tender. These programs we have, this is very light zikr. Very light we are making. So even keep on telling the ladies also, they must not make too much Allah, Allah. It's too heavy for their heart. Yeah, their problem is here. This they could have put a lock on their tongues. So they have the weaknesses, we also have weaknesses. Our weaknesses are more. There's no doubt about that. Ibadat, if you compare ladies' ibadat to ours, they outdo us. There's no doubt. The amount of khatam they must have made in Ramadan, we can't match them. Namaz is nafil, of course, they read very fast, but they read more than us. And tasbihat, they read a lot. Wazifas, they got files from one side to the other side. MashaAllah, they're doing a lot. Plus, they have to cook, look after the children. They're doing all the school rounds, madrasa rounds, everything. So, they make a lot of effort. Now, we also have to play our part. If the husband is pious, the wife is pious, you know how much of sukoon in that house? The children become pious. There's barakat in that house. Yes, you'll have some arguments now and then. You'll have some hiccups now and then. But that's part of life. That's to appreciate one another. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, with Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, some small argument, something happened. He got upset, he went away to the masjid. Who comes there? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sees his son-in-law. He knew what happened. He wakes him up. When Sayyidina Ali wakes up, there's some sand on his face. So in Arabic, the word for sand is turab. He said, Ya Abad Turab. Ya Abad Turab. What happened? And Rasulullah takes him and he reconciles him. So there's always reconciliation. We shouldn't have any. There are some husbands who actually hate their wives. There are some wives who hate their husbands, really hate. We must realize Allah chose us. These are our partners. Why must we hate them? Don't you see them suffering? Forgive, forgive, overlook. Whatever has happened in the past, right, forgive completely. Turn over a new leaf. Ramadan is a good excuse. But don't keep on going back and starting to have problems again. Now be serious. The problem is we make promises, our promises don't last for long. They're very, very short-lived. So make sincere, genuine attempts. Allah is, if you look at the verses of the Quran, how much love Allah put between husband and wife. Now we're digressing, we're supposed to be talking about crying. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala was crying because of the ayat about crossing Pul Sirat. It's a bridge over Jahannam which every single person has to cross. Allah says, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِي. Allah has taken a promise that everybody has to go past. So he became so fearful. He said, what is going to be my good? How am I going to make it across? Great Sahabi he was. So that made him cry. And therefore his wife looked at him, she also started crying. Another person, Zarara bin Awfa radiallahu ta'ala, ek masjid mein namaz par rahe the, he's reading namaz salat in a masjid, and he comes across the verse when the trumpet will be blown. It is mentioned, to foran gir gaye aur intiqal kar gaye. He collapsed and he passed away. They had such fear, such fear. Of course, now we're not saying again we must become so fearful that we lose our lives and now we lose hope. No, never. I kept on mentioning, trying to balance this thing. Now somebody might only come for one program, only hear this part and say, Maulana is making us care about Jahannam. Why they only talk about Jahannam? No, this is not correct. Listen to everything properly. That's why don't listen to half the bayan. Listen to the whole thing properly. See from the beginning what we have been speaking about. I don't think in my life we give so much of hope for the Akhirah. There's so many youngsters, I promise you, in the masjid. The past few days, so many came, so many even SMS and said, we never had such hopes in our life. You have given us some hope. It's not me, it's Quran, Hadith, whatever we're trying to pass on. Because we know what's happening outside there. And we don't want our youngsters especially to lose their lives in sin and commit suicide. So many just want to give their life up. You have the courage and himmat to become Allah's friend and to change, just a slight change, just drift away from that evil and just change a few degrees. A few degrees, inshallah, you'll reach your destination. We're not asking you now to leave all your studies and everybody become a maulana. It's not going to be possible. But connect yourself, be in good company, good sohbat. Like that is the whole host of Simanis, Buzrughani Deen, so many ulama, and how they cried. Just mentioned this, that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam farmaya, Allah ke nazdik do qatre sabse ziyada mahbubi. Allah likes two drops. Ek ansu ka qatra, one is a tear drop, jo Allah ke khauf se nikla ho, which has come out, which has shed out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dusra khun ka qatra, jo raah khuda mein baha ho. The other one, which is a drop of blood which has been spilled in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu farmate hai ki jo ro sakta hai wo roye aur jisko rona na aaye wo rone ki surat banaye. We discuss this already. If you must try and cry, if you can't cry, then make the picture and the image, the appearance of a crying person. Muhammad bin Munkadir rahmatullah jab rote the to aansu ko apne muh aur dhari se pahunchte the aur kehte the ki mujhe ye riwayat pahunchi hai ki jahannam ki aag is jagah ko nahi chuti jahan aansu pahunche ho. He says that whenever he used to cry, then he should take his tears and wipe it on his face and on his beard. And he said this riwayat has reached me that wherever these tears touch on the body, then jahannam, the fire of jahannam, cannot touch that part of the body. That's why your mashayikh say, when you're crying out after you made sincere tawbah or in some program, then don't just take a tissue and wipe off the tears. So rub it on your face. The fire of Jahannam won't touch that part of the body or that part of the face. Just one of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi, and then inshallah we will continue the program. They say, Imam Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Isha ke namaz mein surah Idha Zulzilatil Ard, that the person, Yazid bin Layth, he says that there was an Imam. There was an Imam in a masjid, and he read Idha Zulzilatil Ard. Now we hear it all the time. It was the end. He says, Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Alayhi was a muqtadi, he was a follower of that Imam in that masjid he was following. The Imam read the surah. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi happened to be there, he was a muqtadi. Namaz se farigh hokar. So he said, Idha zulzilatil ard, parhi Imam Abu Hanifa muqtadi the. Maine namaz se farigh hokar. This person who's reporting this incident, he says, after I terminated my salat, Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi ko dekha, wo pareshan baithe hai. I saw Imam Abu Hanifa looking very, very perplexed, disturbed. Like some musibat came upon him. Uska saans bhi sahi taur se nahi aa raha tha. He was even panting, he was loss of breath, couldn't breathe properly, he was something wrong. Main samjha ki shayad unko dil ki maraz hai. I thought maybe he's got some heart problem, maybe he's wheezing, got some breathing problem. Main chiraqo waise hi chhod kar chala gaya. This person was in charge of the masjid, didn't have lights left. Oh, how we put the lights off? Their lantern, so he said, I left the lantern burning. I said, just now he'll put it off, let me go away. So this is Isha namaz. This sort of person, he says, Pir me subah sadiq ke baad aya, I came. Subah sadiq time means fajr time. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah khare huye apni dari ko haath se pakre rote the aur kehte the, ey wo zaat jo khair ke zirra zirra ka badla degi aur shar ke zirra zirra ka badla degi. To Nu'man ko jahannam aur uske qareeb karne wali cheezo se bacha kar apni rahmat ki wusat mein dakhil kar. You see, Imam Sahib Rahmatullah, from the Isha time, he was crying and crying and crying right till Fajr. And you say, oh Allah, because in Idha Zulzilatil Ard Zilzala, in the end, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرَ يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرَّ يَرَهُ. Whatever good you do, even if it's equivalent to an atom's weight, or bad, you will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Nothing will be hidden from you. Everything recorded and presented to you. He said, his name was Nu'man. He said, Allah, save Nu'man from the fire of Jahannam. Whole night he cried. I read in some kitab also, that Imam Sahib Rahmatullah, then, when he saw this person, looking at him and realized that he was awake, and crying from Isha till Fajr in the masjid, he pleaded to him, please don't tell anybody about this. Of course, after Imam Sahib Rahmatullah passed away, then he mentioned to people. Whilst in his life, he did not mention to anybody. This was the ikhlas they had. They cried, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were sincere. May Allah give us that ikhlas, give us the sincerity. We have the last. Allah knows best now. Many people want Eid Thursday, ladies all know, must set the biryani, what to do. Allah forgive us. Another very, very, very sad state of affairs. I hope all mothers and sisters are listening, those who are listening, pass on the message to others. This thing about hairstyle and fashion and doing your hair for Eid, I can't understand. Going to the beauty parlors and beauty salons and doing the hair up on the Eid day, there will be no scarf. They're buying scarves and all now. But that thing falls down. Really, who are we fooling? Whole month of Ramadan, taqwa, noor, ibadat, tilawat, roza, dhikr. And now we just spoil it like this. Who are we trying to impress? We want to show so many other haram men our hair and our makeup. Now we must have some type of courage. There must be some talim at home. MashaAllah, a lot of things have changed. I don't know. I see many men are wearing kurtas, idi, many cloaks and abayas the ladies wear. But this is all fashion. Those cloaks and abayas, I'm not scared to mention these things. But that too has gone out of fashion. Gaudy colors and things which is totally against the dictates and demands of hijab. Really. Due respect to every person. Allah forgive us. This is our duty. We have to mention, some might not like it. But this is the haqq, this is the truth. Allah save us. We're not condemning any person. We are all one. This is our people, our family, our society. If we are not going to talk about it, who's going to talk about it? Different brands. We have young daughters at home. Okay, they might wear that abaya and cloth, but the scarf is out. This is a new trend. You have your handbag and cell phone and Toba ilahi. Let us have haya in us. Sayyidina Fatima, haya. You know her haya, her modesty, what it was like. She did not want any sahabi to be there when she passed away. She had made wasiyah that please bury me at night. I don't want any sahabi carrying my janaza to make out the shape of my body even. Although it's covered. Asma radiallahu ta'ala, Asma binti Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, got a coffin made for her, wooden coffin, which she had seen in Abyssinia. So at least some, you know, her body won't be revealed. But then too she said, Sayyidina Ali, he must bury me at night. No sahabi must see me. It is actually mentioned in the kitabs, Al-Isti'ab, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah honors Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will tell the people, all the ghair maharib, the entire mankind, Ya Ahl al-Mahshar, O people who have assembled here on the Maidan of Qiyamah, غُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ Lower your gaze. فَإِنَّ فَاطِمَةَ بِنْتَ مُحَمَّدٍ سَلَسْمٌ تَمُرُّ Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she wants to go past. You look down now. There must be some seriousness in our life now. Inshallah, inshallah. Even if one sister makes tawbah, and she says, now I'm not going to go into this different type of fashion and doing my hairstyle. I made my appointment, I'm cancelling it. Even if it means I must pay that lady, no problem. I won't do it. For the sake of my Allah, you will become the Rabia Basri of this time. You will become the Wali of this time, inshallah. We as fathers and uncles, you know, you don't have to become, start bashing your children and become harsh. No, with love, affection. We just ignore all this. We don't even look at it. If haya comes out of society, then we're in serious problems. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We make inshallah istighfar, as we have been doing all the other days. Just light istighfar, so that we can remove the dust that has come onto our hearts, inshaAllah. Astaghfirullah, la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله 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 الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله 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 أستغفر الله. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله 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 أستغفر الله. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفار. Istighfar as frequently as possible every single day, inshallah. And Durood Sharif, the kalima la ilaha illallah, and the third kalima, or at least subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi lazim. That's all. The other big zikr and wazifas, as mashayikh keep them murid. But we are simple. What we will do is, at least la ilaha illallah every day you must do, read. And istighfar. Read the third kalima, oh subhanallahi wa bihamdi subhanallahi al-azim, and Durood Sharif. A lot of Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif especially will remove us from all different type of problems. Extremely powerful, extremely beneficial. But we must have again yaqeen in those things, inshallah. This is the last odd night we have. This is probably the last dua. Allah knows best whether moon is sighted or not. If the moon is not sighted, then tomorrow we have a normal program, one program after Taraweeh Salat. And if the moon is sighted, then we will still have a program after Isha Salat, because then it will be the night of Eid. And it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah, whoever stays awake, makes some ibadah the night of Eid, then Allah Ta'ala will not make, Allah will protect his heart from fear on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will not make his heart dead. Allah will keep his heart alive on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explain that on the day of Qiyamah, people will be gripped with terror and fear. But this person will not have that, not experience that type of terror and fear. Allah will give him that sukoon. So, how much ibadah do you give? We're going to be busy also. We'll be sampling all the sweetmeats and whatever. So, mashallah, you can do it. But at least we'll have some program after Isha, Salat, Durood and Salam, some zikrullah, some dua. At least some ibadah we can put on our account, inshallah. And of course, if it's still Ramadan, we must be happy. One more day, one more roza, and we can make some more ibadah. So we will have some program, inshallah, if Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله so many youngsters have gathered again here tonight my Allah يا الله only through your fadl only through your kindness my Allah يا الله look at this sincerity my Allah يا الله there's so many people يا الله young and old my Allah Ya Allah, this part of the night, my Allah. Ya Allah, they could have been resting, my Allah. They could have been busy doing something else, my Allah. You brought them here, my Allah. After bringing them to your palace, my Allah. To your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're not going to reject them, my Allah. You are not going to send them empty handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, have raham on these youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, you strengthen them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open your doors of barakat for them, my Allah. Give them happiness, my Allah. Give them a good taqdeer, my Allah. Make them prosperous, my Allah. Make them flag bearers of deen, my Allah. Use them for the khidmat of your deen, my Allah. Give them the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. All our brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Whoever they may be, from wherever they may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them, my Allah. Ya Allah, something has brought them here tonight, my Allah. Only you have brought all of us, ya Allah. We have not come on our own, my Allah. We are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, tu aajiz nahi hai. Ya Allah, we are aajiz, my Allah. We are zaif, my Allah. You are aziz and hakeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are great, my Allah. Nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the provider, the nourisher, the sustainer, my Allah. Control of our hearts, control of every single thing. You are the one who pours from the asman, pours our sustenance, my Allah. You are the one who guides us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are blind, my Allah. Show us sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are deaf to haq, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us deaf, ya Allah. Make haq penetrate through our ears, my Allah, and into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove that hijab, ya Allah, from of ghaflat which has surrounded us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good nek bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters at home, ya Allah, and our other brothers at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, the elderly ones, young ones, ya Allah, whoever are listening right now, my Allah. Don't deprive anyone, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr night tonight, bless all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the promises of Laylatul Qadr, the benefits, the blessings, the virtues, grant it to us, my Allah. If it is already passed already, still grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we try to search for it, my Allah. But we are so blind, my Allah. We cannot see it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have kept it a secret, my Allah. Ya Allah, we tried, my Allah. Ya Allah, but don't make us failures, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, if we get you, my Allah, we've got everything, my Allah. If we lose you, we have lost everything, my Allah. Ya Allah, aaj, ya Allah, sab ki dua qabool farma, sab ka toba qabool farma. Ya Allah, nojawan hai, ya Allah, hazirin majlis mein, ya Allah, nojawan hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them, ya Allah, afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Our young sisters at home also, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have made up their minds, ya Allah. They want to leave sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, they need himmat, my Allah. They need that courage, my Allah. They need that tawfiq, my Allah. They need some strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, it can only come from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are dhu tawl, my Allah. You are qabil tawb, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept them, my Allah. You accept them, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Whatever gunas we have made to Ya Allah in the past, forgive us. Wipe out all those gunas as though we never committed those gunas, my Allah. Rasul Sam ne farmaya, attaibu min adhambi kamalla adhambala. A person who makes sincere tawbah, it is as though he has not committed those sins. He has not committed those sins in the past. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Make us feel lighter now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have those tears, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making like the face of a crying person, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become too hard, we can't cry, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannan, Ya Badi'a Samawati wal Ard, Allahumma inna abiduk, banu abidik, banu imaik, nawasina biyadik, ماضٍ فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم. يا الله, you are not blind, my Allah. يا الله, you are not deaf, my Allah. You are سميع بصير, my Allah. You are عزيز حكيم, my Allah. You are ودود, my Allah. You are رحمن رحيم, my Allah. You are most compassionate, my Allah. You are most loving, my Allah. You are most merciful, my Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah. Listen to our plea and cry now, my Allah. We are not going to get this night again, my Allah. Ramadan is terminated, my Allah. Few hours have left, my Allah. Ya Allah, if tomorrow is still going to be Ramadan, we are lucky still, my Allah. One more day, my Allah. But if the moon is sighted, Ya Allah, before the sighting of the moon, my Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. We are making tawbatan
nasuha, my Allah. Allah, we are trying to be sincere, my Allah. Grant us sincerity. Grant us ikhlas. We have abandoned those sins. Hum nadim hai. Sharminda hai. We regret committing those sins. We are not going to go back, my Allah. Don't make us go back, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, because of our kamzori, my Allah. Ya Allah, because of our weakness, my Allah. If we do happen to slip, my Allah. If we do happen to fall in that sin again, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of tawbat and nasuha again, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of tawbat and nasuha again, ya Allah. Make us from the maqbooleen, my Allah. Don't make us from the mardoodin, my Allah. Shaitan is mardood, my Allah. How are you going to make us mardood, my Allah? We don't want to be his party, my Allah. We want to be with you, my Allah. We want to be with Janabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to be with the pious servants, my Allah. Make us true Ibadur Rahman. Give us the qualities of Ibadur Rahman. Make us from Qad Aflaha al Mu'minun, my Allah. Make us from Ulaika humul Mu'minun haqqa. Make us from Man Amila Salihan min Zakirin Untha wa Mu'min. Make us from Inna Ladina Amanu wa Amila Salihat. Make us from Wal Mu'minun wal Mu'minatu Ba'adum Awliya wa Ba'ad. Ya Allah, make us good people, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us draw from your Asman now. Ya Allah, make it pour down now, my Allah. Ya Maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel the serenity, my Allah. Make us feel lighter, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, my Allah. Accept our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Accept our parents, my Allah. Accept our wives and children, my Allah. Accept our progeny, my Allah. Those who are still going to come into the world also, my Allah. You protect them also, my Allah. Bless them with Iman, my Allah. Protect them from fitna and fasad, my Allah. Protect our youth from fitna and fasad. Our young boys, young girls, my Allah. Help them to change their life, my Allah. Change our condition, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and sirat mustaqim. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa razuqna tibaa wa arina al-batila batila wa razuqna istinaba. Ya Allah, all good works of deen that is taking place, ya Allah. Da'ud and tabliq, accept the effort, my Allah. Don't make us become critics and criticize be good works, my Allah. Ya Allah, mashayikh, ya Allah, the good works they are doing, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ulama, ya Allah, in darul makatib, madaris, ya Allah. Ya Allah, organization, deen organization, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are doing so good works, social work, welfare work, my Allah. Accept them, make their work easy, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to become people who will benefit the ummah, my Allah. Make us become assets, my Allah. Don't make us become liability to the ummah, my Allah. Don't make us become among those people who will stop others from your path, my Allah. Help us to encourage people and link them towards you, my Allah. Help us, ya Allah, to become your true ashiqeen, arifeen, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, Mukarrabin, Makbulin, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem. Books and books have been written on the Salihin, my Allah. Include our name there, my Allah. Include our name, my Allah. Include our parents and wives and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers tonight, they have sat upright till now, my Allah. Ya Allah, no money is being distributed here. No certificates, my Allah. Nothing of dunya, my Allah. They had some little snacks, my Allah. Ya Allah, they made shukar, my Allah. So many youngsters, my Allah. Yeah, look at the asu falling down now, my Allah. One person's sincerity, my Allah. Just one person's sincerity, my Allah. You look at his heart, my Allah, and accept all of us, my Allah. Accept all of us, my Allah. Accept all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, this masjid has heard so much of dhikrullah, my Allah. So much of waaz and nasihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you took away such a great person, my Allah. Your friend, my Allah, who must be enjoying, ya Allah, the gardens of Jannat in his qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, his efforts are not going to go wasted, my Allah. His efforts and his du'as and his crying won't get wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us at rahmatullahi alayhi, the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, his du'as, my Allah, he made, my Allah. Accept it on our behalf as well, my Allah. Make his fuyuz and barakat still come to us, my Allah. And like that, all our mashayikh, ya Allah. All the mashayikh of our town, my Allah, who have passed away, ya Allah, and all the pious people, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. We do not know where to go, my Allah. It seems that everything is closed. Everything has become so tight upon us, my Allah. We've got problems upon problems upon problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, even the month of Ramadan, we experience problem, my Allah. Out of Ramadan, we have problem, my Allah. Shaitan will be released just now, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan, what are we going to do in mind? Ya Allah, how are we going to subdue them, my Allah? Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. We know you have become naraz with us, my Allah. We know we troubled you, my Allah. We know we disobeyed you, my Allah. But your words are haq, my Allah. Your words are true, my Allah. You never break your promise, my Allah. You never go against your words, my Allah. Your words are full of noor, my Allah. Your words are absolutely correct and true, my Allah. وَمَنْ أَزْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can be more true than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have mentioned in my Allah. Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh my beloved Bandha, those who have oppressed themselves, those who have transgressed, those who have indulged in vice and sin, do not lose hope of Allah's mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. Ya Allah, these are your words, my Allah. You have said, اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Make dua to me, I will answer your dua. Ya قَاضِي الْحَاجَاتِ يَا دَافِعَ الْبَلِيَّاتِ يَا عَلَّ الْمُشْكِلَاتِ. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك فلفل all our حاجات my Allah all our needs my Allah whatever jais tamanna desire dua need our brothers have tonight our mothers and sisters at home you are well away ya Allah you are well away from the smallest thing to the biggest thing my Allah ya Allah grant it to us tonight. Ya Allah, grant it to us. Grant us Riyadul Qadr. Grant us forgiveness, my Allah. Grant us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our youngsters pass the examinations in schools and university. Ya Allah, but make them true Muslims first, my Allah. Make them beacons of hidayat. Make the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Guide them towards Islam. Make them see the beauty of Islam. And let us display good akhlaq and win them towards Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we have not forgotten our brothers and sisters, ya Allah. In those war-torn countries, my Allah. Especially in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, wo to mazloomin hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, what conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have rahm on them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you change the condition, ya Allah. Make them have peace and harmony and unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be right. May put the right rulers to rule over them, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo zalimin hai, ya Allah. Tu unko pakad kar, ya Allah. If hidayat is not written for them, my Allah. Chun chun kar, my Allah. Tu unko hala kar dije, ya Allah. Ya Allah, batil ko hala kar dije, ya Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, my Allah. So what type of Eid will they enjoy, my Allah? Ya Allah, they are shedding those tears. Ya Allah, we know, my Allah, you do only that which is, ya Allah. You have full wisdom of, my Allah. You are Hakim, my Allah. We can never question you, and nobody is questioning you, my Allah. You are full of adal and justice, my Allah. You are the most kind. You are doing those things, ya Allah, for khair for them, my Allah. We know you're going to reward them immensely, my Allah. But, ya Allah, remove the difficulties, my Allah. Remove the hardship, my Allah. Ya Allah, make aman and aman come there, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Guide them, even in Egypt, in Tunisia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, my Allah. Hey, Malik, hey, Karim. So many other countries. Ya Allah, Burma, my Allah. Ya Allah. Their bodies were gone black and burnt, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people languishing in prison, my Allah. What juram did they do, my Allah? They stood up for your deen, my Allah. Because of Iman, my Allah. Just like Sahaba Ikram. Ya Allah, you release them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you release them, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those of us who have bad habits, help us to remove ourselves from those bad habits. Discard those evil, filthy habits, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept whatever ibadat we made in the month of Ramadan. Accept and give us more and more tawfiqah for the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, help us to be in good company, my Allah. Make us naik and salih, my Allah. Make our tongues moist with your dhikr and tilawat of the Quran, durood sharif, istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our beloved parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they are sick, ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not served them, my Allah. The ihsan is so much on us, we can never pay them back. Even if we carry our parents on our backs and make hajj and umrah and tawaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we haven't fulfilled their rights, my Allah. Ya Allah, today we ignore them, my Allah. We take our friends to be more dearer to us than our own parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf, give us hidayat, give us true knowledge of Quran, hadith and deen. Make us mukhlisin, make us makbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, then complete shifa. Allah marhumin, forgive them, my Allah. Give us a good mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in Jannatul Baqeen. Ya Allah, we're going to continue asking you, my Allah. Because we know you are going to give it to us, my Allah. You are going to give it to us, my Allah. You showed us, my Allah. Hazrat Rahmatullah, you gave him Jannatul Mu'alla. He used to make dua. Ya Allah, we are also making dua. Give us Jannatul Baqim. Ya Allah, give us Jannatul Baqim. The condition you are happy with us. Because we buried close to Sahaba Ikram, ya Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, so that we can wake up on the day of Qiyamah. In close proximity to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, and Sahaba Ikram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant it to us. We can get the shafaat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have no other hope, my Allah. What type of amal have we have done, my Allah? Nothing, my Allah. What other hopes do we have, my Allah? Ya Allah, give us a Hawz-e Kauthar water from his Mubarak hand, my Allah. Make Nabi be happy with us. In Jannat, make our home, my Allah. Be close to his. That every now and then we can look at his beautiful face, my Allah. Give us the bounties of Jannat, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Especially of that beautiful, the most momentous occasion, my Allah. Hey, Malik. Hey, Malik. Hey, Kareem. When you will remove that hijab and veil, my Allah. And we will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love us, my Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Far too long, my Allah, we're just living filthy, filthy, filthy lives. We're just wasting our lives, wasting our time. Ya Allah, shaitan is deceiving us, my Allah. Nafs is deceiving us. We think we will change when we grow old. We don't know when mouth will strike, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Sahaba Ikram will be so lucky, my Allah, so fortunate. They have passed the test, my Allah. Your friends have passed the test, my Allah. Amara kya banega, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many thousands and thousands all ahead of us, my Allah. We will be right at the back of the line, my Allah. What will happen to us, my Allah? Ya Allah, in dunya also, my Allah. If somebody has got some favorite, my Allah, he's got a friend and he's come late, on the back of the line he brings him right in front. And nobody can question that authority, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah, put us, ya Allah, right in the front, my Allah. We are not Sahaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were never Sahaba, my Allah. But because of our love for Sahaba Ikram, my Allah. Ya Allah, love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, make us be with the Sahaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, just overlook us, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody will question you, my Allah. Ya, otherwise, ya Allah, we will be doomed, my Allah. If you're going to take hisab of one action of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, broad day, daylight, public privacy, the varsity, college, my Allah. In holiday resorts, in the factory, in the workplaces, in the madrasas. What gunas we did, my Allah. Then we will be humiliated, my Allah. Our Nabi Sallam will become embarrassed because of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will be finished, my Allah. Ya Allah, what we stand no chance in, my Allah. Ya Allah, wipe out our sins. Wipe out our sins. My Allah. Ya Allah, you wipe it out, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so great, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, nobody is like you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is yours, my Allah. We belong to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you just give it to us today, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make the first love hidayat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, hidayat ka faisla farma dijiye. Ya Allah, these brothers are your friends from today, my Allah. These mothers and sisters are your friends. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Where are we going to go, my Allah? Ya, where are we going to go, my Allah? Ya Allah, where can we go to, my Allah? There is no other Allah. There is no other Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts, ya Allah, our kaleja phat jayega, my Allah. Kaleja phat jayega, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum mar jayenge, ya Allah. Ya Allah, because die for your sake, my Allah. Ya Allah, we lived, ya Allah, for the sake of shaitan, my Allah. We made him happy. We displeased you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to please you, my Allah. One glance of your mercy, that's all we're asking for. One glance of your mercy. One drop of your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have any words to express, my Allah. Ya Allah, you look at our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to use to make dua aloud, my Allah. Ya Allah, but what can we do? We are helpless, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us emerge from here. The condition you have forgiven us, forgiven us, forgive. press the delete button for. Hey Malik, hey Kareem, my Allah, you are so beautiful, so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. My Allah. Whatever du'as our mashayikh have made, whatever du'as are made tonight, in the masjid of our town, our country, ulama, muftiyan-e kiram, mashayikh are making du'as, abroad also, harameen sharifin, the imam making du'a, masjid hafza, Allah. Make us shamil in their du'as as well. Have rahmat ummat, have rahmat. This is your Nabi Sons of Ummat. Special Ummat. Last to come, first to go Jannat. Ya Allah, this is that Ummat, my Allah. And that Anbiya wanted to be part of this Ummat. You chose us, my Allah. You chose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make shukr, shukr to you, my Allah. You gave us Iman, my Allah. If you didn't give us Iman, we would have been, my Allah. Don't take away this Iman from us, my Allah. Don't snatch away this Iman, my Allah. My Allah. Protect our progeny, protect our children, those who are still going to come into this world. We do not know what's going to happen, my Allah. Challenges are so heavy now, my Allah. In a few years' time, what is going to happen, my Allah? Protect us from zina, protect us from riba, protect us from prostitutes, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are becoming gays, my Allah. And a man is marrying a man today, my Allah. How naraz Nabi Sam must be coming, ya Allah, when he gets the news, my Allah. My Allah. Oh no. Oh no. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, don't say that you, whatever you did, your namaz is not accepted, your zakat, your hajj, your crying, your duas, your bayat is not accepted because you did for sure. Hello, hello. Unite our heart, unite us, hello. A joyous Eid, a good Eid, full of your itaat. Allah, Mujahideen, give madad farma. Allah, madad farma. Allah, Badr wali Nusrat farma. Send down your farishta. Send them down, my Allah. Send them down, my Allah. Allah. Allah, make Islam flourish the fuck out of the world. Give us a good akhlaq. Rabbana atina fi dunya wa fil akhirah. Ya Allah, give us haya in our life, haya. Make us go to truth. Whatever hajat we have regarding our children, fulfilling, fulfilling. Make them awliya, kamilin, siddiqeen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammad. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.